Middleton calls itself the good neighbor city, but housing prices can be downright unfriendly in the Dane County community. Mayor Doug Zwank says each year, housing prices go up 2, even 3 times more than wages. That puts home ownership out of range for many workers, including some who are vital to community safety, health, and education. Zwank says Middleton police officers, teachers, and nurses are among those who can't afford to live where they work. So, like a lot of others, they commute. 8,000 workers from surrounding communities come in and out of Middleton each day.
That's not good for our environment. It's not good for family life when you have to waste 45 minutes to an hour every day commuting that you could spend with kids or family or recreation.
Housing consultant Judy Karofsky says Middleton hopes to improve both traffic and worker retention by offering interest-free loans for down payments on homes located in the city. However, whether someone gets a loan depends on income, not where they work or drive.
It is an effort to cut down on commuter traffic, but the program cannot and does not say that eligibility requires or demands a job in Middleton.
The pilot program is relatively small. Right now, Middleton has only $100,000 to loan would-be homeowners between 5 and 10% of a down payment. The program is unique because that money comes from the city's own coffers, not the pockets of Uncle Sam or the state. And Middleton officials are hoping that investment will pay off in increased economic and ethnic diversity so Middleton doesn't become just another wealthy, predominantly white suburb. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.